It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like on a zoo's astray.
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Monday, everybody. Dale Gentry here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So delighted to have you listening on this Monday. I declare today is a good day. It's a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We are the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over and not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We're going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat, because retreat is not an option. If God be for us, who could be against us? Nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Monday, today is a good day. And God is setting things up for us today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. And today, I have my son on the radio broadcast, and he's going to be talking about working with teenagers, and he's worked with teenagers for many years as a championship coach, basketball coach, and he has three teenagers of his own. So dealing with teenage situations today, and he's going to be praying for parents that are particularly having challenges with their children, with their teenagers. It's going to be a great broadcast today. I do want to remind you, this Thursday, January the 15th, I will be I will be giving prophetic words concerning the coming year. And so I trust that you will tuned in, particularly on the 15th. Most every day I have somebody that we can pray with on a particular subject. And today my son Rick Gentry is going to be on. We're going to be talking about teenagers. And we're going to be praying today, even if you don't have any teenagers. I just invite you to stay tuned. And we have churches and cities all across the land, different nations of the world. We got 18 nations now around the world praying with us. And we have almost 1,000 churches who are represented on the Breakout Prayer Network. And we're believing this year for 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders. You say, I would like to be the leader of a prayer center. And so you can go to bpnradio.com, go down to the blue box. There's a blue box there with clouds in the sky, a blue box with clouds in the sky. And you can put in your name and some information, then we'll be back in touch with you. And so we're working on that, how to get that all set up. And we just ask that you pray. Your prayer group meets once a week and prays with us and the things that we're believing God for. So it's we know that the remedy, there is a remedy in America, and the remedy is the same as it's always been. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we as the church, we're the hope of the nation. We that pray, we that seek the face of God. And so we're going to pray, because I believe, as Leland wrote the theme song, revival is coming to this nation. It's already begun in some areas, and I believe there'll come a day that we'll just have revival reports all day long of what God is doing in certain parts of the nation. So, Father, we just dedicate this prayer broadcast to you. This next hour, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this hour of power. And we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on BPN Radio. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The will of God is going to be done in the name of Jesus. The will of God will be done, and you will speak to us. And Lord, we know that one word from God can change our lives forever. So I pray that you would anoint our ears to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, anoint our eyes to see what we are hearing, and may our mouth begin to proclaim, by are the words of our mouth, may we begin to proclaim those things that we are seeing and hearing and what God is doing in your life. So here we are in 2015, and those of you that are listening today, I know that you desire to do the will of God, and I'm here to tell you that God has a good plan. Gene and I are entering our 50th year of ministry this year. We started in the ministry in 1966 after I responded to the call to pray. The highest call in all the world is the call to pray. I am a preacher of the gospel. I've ministered over 13,000 times, and I've preached across America, around the world, in many different places. But the key to everything that I do, whether preaching or giving prophetic words, the key to everything I do is prayer. And I spend time each day in prayer, seeking God and praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I know that when I pray, then the Holy Spirit begins to set the plans for me. Even from my mother's womb, he sets the plans in motion. So there are God assignments that I have. And so the basic is prayer. And so how do I develop a prayer life? Well, you set aside time each morning to pray. When the alarm clock goes off, you hear two voices. One voice says, oh no, and the other voice says, oh, yes. You respond to the oh, yes voice, and you get up and you go to the designated place of prayer. You got to have a designated time and a designated place. He says that that's simple. That is the starting point, and there has to be a starting point of all things. The starting point is the designated time and the designated place. And I've taught prayer all across America. I'm going to share some things that's going to be very, very helpful to you today. And, of course, my son is coming along to talk about parenting and dealing with teenagers. And I know that it's a very, very important subject. And so today, later on, I'm just going to be sharing some incredible things that's going to be able to help you in your prayer life if you stay tuned. And I trust that you will and believe that you will. I have a friend in Nashville. His name is Michael W. Smith, and he's a man of God, and he's going to sing. We're going to open our hearts to God because prayer and music go together. Some people would say, why do you have music during your prayer service? Because prayer and music is so vital. As Godfrey Bertel and I were talking about the other day here on BPN Radio. So prayer and music go together, and I'm thankful for all of the music people that God has put in my life, particularly Michael W. Smith. So here he is. He's going to sing, and then we're going to be back. Okay, it's good to have today here on BPN Radio a very special person in my life, a man who is the vice president of Breakout Prayer Network and my associate here, Rick Gentry. And Rick, it's a delight to have you here today. And just want to tell you a little bit about my son. He is he's been a high school basketball coach for over 20 years. He's won 511 games and 173 losses, three state titles, one national title, 12 district titles, six-time coach of the year, four Final Four appearances in the state of Texas, two-time Texas All-Star coach. He's coached TCU, Texas Christian University summer basketball camps. He's coached a McDonald's All-American nominee. He's been an athletic director for over 20 years. Coached over 15 years of Shoot the Hoops with Coach G basketball camps. And right now he is pioneering a homeschool basketball program for all of South Austin, Texas. And he's also the youth leader at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. And it's good to have Rick on the broadcast. Rick, good to have you today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, Dad. It's an honor for me to be on your radio show, and I'm a big, strong supporter of BPN Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and I know that you have worked with young people for a long time, and you've worked with them on the basketball court, on the football field, and off. And I know you've been a tremendous influence, particularly to a lot of young men that still stay in touch with you after all of these years. You've been such a tremendous influence on their lives. And I don't know of any one person that can be a greater influence on someone else than a basketball, football, baseball coach, or whatever kind of coach it may be, and a youth leader, which you are now working with young people there. Here at Jubilee Christian Center. So I know that there's a lot of parents that are listening today that they have a lot of struggles with their teenage children. I know that you have three teenagers in your home right now. Why do you think that parents are having so much difficulty with their children, particularly their teenagers? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, I believe there's some keys to that. You know, there's a huge attack on the family today. Kids are distracted, and they have the world has all kinds of distractions that are on our kids, whether it be video games, texting, Facebook, all the things that are distractions. But I think that a big key would be for the family is communication, also the mother and the father being on the same page and working together. And that's one of the biggest challenges is that parents working together for the same goal of their kids is very difficult. We're busy. We have distractions as well. So I feel that if the parents can get a good game plan, the only way to be successful is that has to happen first. Talking to your kids, sometimes it's awkward as we talk with our kids because we, you know, things were different when we were younger. But anyway, I think there's a lot of hope. I think there's a lot of great things that can happen with communication and parents being on the same page.
Okay, I know that's very, very important, that the discipline factor must still be a factor, and I know that we're having a lot of challenges. I know that you, one reason you've been such a successful basketball, football coach over the years, that you've had a discipline program. And it seems like that we now are living in an anti-discipline society where parents, they don't know what to do with their kids. Many of them have no discipline at school, and then they come home and discipline, you know, they try to put discipline in effect, and it becomes a major problem. So what would you say to parents to say, I've got rebellious kids, and and I don't know exactly how to discipline them, how to establish guidelines or borderlines for them. As a result, there's a lot of chaos or confusion in my home. There's not peace, and I know that God has called us not to be peacekeepers, but peacemakers. And so how would you address that issue in the home as far as disciplining children and working with spirits of rebellion?
Well, it's just like in football, you know, the running backs get the accolades, but really, if you can't block it, you can't run it. So you have to have those core values, just like you have a strong offensive line. But follow through would be the main thing that I would think that, again, is a challenge unless parents are on the same page. And I know it all comes back to leadership, but I think that, again, we have sat down with our kids, communicated expectations. Some of it is not easy to talk about things with your kids, some topics, some things that they don't really want to comply with. But and the other thing would be that after you set some things in motion, that you are able to follow through with that. And that takes discipline on everybody's part. So I would say that that to sit down, go over the game plan, and then talk about, hey, here's how we're going to play the game. Get their input, let them speak, let them feel like that they are being heard, that they're not 10 rules on the wall, and you say, read these every morning, and if you do these things, you're great, and if you don't, it's not going to be good for you. So I believe that there does need to be, again, coming back to the word communication, but the lack of discipline in athletics always gets you beat. The lack of discipline in your home always creates chaos. Either way, you're losing. So to win in your family, you're going to need to establish discipline, and it's not about doing it Monday and then not doing it the rest of the time. You have to practice each day the discipline, and then you have to go back and communicate again, set back down, or you have to say great job, or you have to say, hey, we talked about this, can you get this done? So it starts with little things, but then if I know this, that when my kids, I have four kids, when they were young, a wise man once told me that it's the best way to train is to train early. So we tried to train our children when they were young, and it has paid off for us. We still have to deal with issues just like any other family quite often, especially with four kids. But, two of them are in college now, so it's different conversations. But we look back at the discipline that we started when they were young, and we see that it has paid great dividends today.
Well, I certainly agree with that, Rick. That's wise counsel. And in just a little while, we're going to pray for parents that are having a challenge with their teenagers, and also those that maybe have children that they need to be training their kids. I know that you've worked with young people for a long, long time, and I know that you're a youth leader now, and there may be some things that you are observing concerning this generation that we need to pray about. And, you and I both work with Young Preachers International, YPI, reaching out to young people to preach to their generation. But working with young people today, I know it's probably a little different than it was 20 years ago. So what do you see among youth, and how can we reach, how do you believe that we can reach more young people where they're at right now?
Well, the thing that we need to pray about is that, and we need to understand, is that role modeling is so, so important. And it's really what I believe God wants us to do. We can see that through, say, our grandparents, our parents, on down, that role modeling is such a can be such a healthy thing for us. And that's what we're trying to do with youth. You know, the thing that the difference 20 years ago and now with youth, people say, well, they don't have a very long attention span. And, you know, the ADD factor is coming into play. What we've found is that just again, if we ask youth questions, get them involved, also let teach them to role model, that they have a long attention span or longer than a lot of folks think that that they do. So I just feel like that youth nowadays, again, it goes back to distractions. It is a little bit more of a challenge to get them to focus. So, you know, we work hard on things that to get them to focus in different topics and different things that interest them. So I think meeting the youth where they're at, if you're willing to do that, you can be extremely successful. I know that that's a particularly a big challenge to try to say, hey, you know, swim across the lake and meet me over here. But I think the key is we got to get in the water also and at least meet them halfway.
Well, I believe that. I know also that young people need lots of affirmation and, you know, endorsing. And I know that you have been building all of these years. You've been building champions. I remember when you started with this, like a fifth and sixth or sixth and seventh grade team, and I don't think you lost a game that first season, so you were a success from the start, but you know how to affirm. And I know that affirmation is very important for young people, right?
Well, I think that all of us like positive words. You know, when you are disciplining someone to do it in love, Jesus said, without love, we're nothing. And so we can do a lot of things in life, accomplish a lot of great things, but without love, we're nothing. What does that mean? That means that we need to love one another. Even in discipline, you know, we can lose our cool. We can get upset. I know that it's been hard over the years to love officials, but after years go by, I've worked hard on that. And yeah. So there's always a challenging kid, a challenging official. There's always going to be a Goliath in our life, but I do feel that kids really need affirmation. That goes so far. Case in point, the other night at a game, this young man was having a really bad game, turning over the ball, and I was on him quite a bit. But after the game, I just said, hey, great job the second half. The officials and your coach was on you the first half. You did a super job recovering mentally and physically, and you rose above all the turnovers, and you did an outstanding job. Big smile popped on his face, and so that's what it's all about. You can so when you're talking with your kids, say some words to them and see what kind of response you get. Now, there could be that there's it's going to take a while, so you can't just say, well, I tried to love them on Tuesday and they didn't respond. So this has got to be consistent. You've got to break down a bunch of walls. If you've built walls, then, you know, it's going to take time. So understand that, but just keep being consistent in what you're doing.
Well, that's very good, Rick. And I know that that having young people, and particularly in this day and time when there's so many options going on, there's so many distractions, there's so many voices, I know it can be very challenging, but I know that young people are incredible, influential part of our society, and I know you've done such an incredible job not only with your own kids, but also coaching and on the court, off the court, teaching. So why don't you just say a prayer for the parents today? You can just say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit wants you to say, concerning parents that may be having challenging times, difficult times with their children, with their teenagers, young people in their house that they they could just use some prayer right now, an encouraging prayer.
Well, let's pray right now for the parents that are struggling, and also for the parents that have a great relationship with your kids, that will continue. So we're all fishing out of the same boat. We all have challenges at different times. Some of our kids are, like I said, were a little tougher when they were younger, but then as they're older, they're maybe it's great, or vice versa. So either way, let's just pray today for wisdom in all we do. So God, we thank you today for the parents out there. I know that parents are under attack like never before, because some of us do not know how to fight the battle that Satan has put before our kids. And also, you know, we pray that God gives parents wisdom to discern their kids' friends. I know that friends can be very uplifting, but they can also be very hazardous to our kids. And what happens is the friends, a lot of times, they spend more time with your children than you do, and so they become a bigger influence in your kid's life. So I just pray for wisdom for you today to determine, if there's any of that going on, that you'll have wisdom and how to work through all that. And we pray for families today that can, I know one of the things that really helps us is that at dinner, we always try to meet for dinner every night, and that's a good time to hear what's going on in your kid's life, detect any attitude, see what's happening, and at least you know at dinner you're going to get some knowledge and wisdom about your kids and where they're at today in their life. So we just pray that schedules are cleared, that you're able to make time to sit down and have a meal with your family. And we pray for parents out there all over the nation for boldness to pray with your kids and to just step up together as husband and wife. And if you're a single parent, we pray for wisdom for you. I know that there's a lot of single parents in our nation, and we just pray again for wisdom for parents, single parents, parents all over the nation, that you will gain greater understanding on how to interact with your kids in a godly way. And there's hope for you if you've been feel like that you've been kind of beaten up, or every day's a challenge, that with God there's a way. And I just pray for a change to happen in your life right now. And I pray that God will give you an idea of how to connect with your kids and with your family. And, you're building a champion every day yourself. I have my four first and foremost, I have my four kids that I'm wanting them to be champions. Coaching has been great, but I'm sure you feel the same way, that with your kids, you want them to be champions in all they do. And so just remember, take one day at a time. I pray for that today, and I pray that all is well in your family. And I pray that you have a wonderful day. The future's bright, and I pray that the past does not beat you up, that the future is bright because you look forward. When we look backwards, we cannot go forward. So I pray that today that it's just a new start for you, and that you're encouraged in all you do, and that you can move forward with your family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you very much. My son Rick Gentry here on BPN. And if someone wants to contact you about youth ministry, about coaching, about private lessons, about youth ministry, how do they get a hold of you? Do you have a website, Rick?
Yes, you can go out and check out my website. It's coachgbasketball.net. And I consult schools, I consult businesses, and I'd be happy to help you any way I could. So you can go to my website.
Okay, thank you very much. Great to have my son, Rick Gentry, Vice President of Breakout Prayer Network, on the broadcast today. God bless you. Well, it's been great having my son, Rick Gentry, on today here on BPN Radio. And I trust that you enjoyed his talk concerning teenagers. And I know that that can be a very challenging aspect. Great to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Monday. And if you're going to be driving down the road today listening, I encourage you to be careful. And I just speak a hedge of protection about you. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the globe, around the clock. And thank you for listening at this time. If you have a prayer request here on BPN Radio, I would like to tell you that you can send, you can email your prayer request in. You can go to bpnprayerrequest.com, bpnprayerrequest.com, bpnprayerrequest.com. You can send your prayer request in, and it will go directly to Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator for Breakout Prayer Network. And we have a group of people that pray for a week for your request. And we believe that God answers prayer. So we have some powerful prayers. If you'd like to be on our national prayer team, you can just email, send your request to bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. bpnprayerteam@gmail.com. Or you can just go to our website at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can go down to one of those boxes and double-click and send in your prayer request. Well, it's good to have you listening in today. If you'd like to donate, make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, you can do it by going to our website, bpnradio.com. And at the bottom, there is a donate button, and you can make a contribution. Your contributions will be appreciated to help us here mobilize 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Well, it's good to have my friend Michael W. Smith singing on the broadcast today from Nashville, Tennessee. And there are so many people today that are waiting for your prayer request to be answered. He's going to talk about that. He's talking about waiting for you. I'll wait for you. And then I'm going to be back, and I'm going to share some things about prayer that's going to be very, very helpful for you today here on BPN Radio. Here's Michael W. Smith.
Trying not to think that these are the hardest times. still holding on. I know you never said it'd be easy, all thick and all thin, but the man who waits is the man who wins. I'm holding on. Oh yeah, I'm holding on. I'm gonna hide myself away. I'm gonna hide myself away. And I'll
Lord, we pray for people that are going through difficult situations and they are still waiting, 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 and nothing seems to be happening. And they have waited for so long. They've claimed the promise for so long. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. And I just speak Daniel chapter 10 over you today here on BPN Radio. The angel of the Lord said to Daniel, the promise was true, but it was a long time coming. And so I know that many of you have received promises. You have received prophetic words. You have received dreams and visions. And there's been confirmation in your heart concerning certain things that God is going to do in your life, particularly people that are waiting today on your healing. You just say, God, when? How long? When and how long? I pray for you right now. And my pastor once said to me, Dale, there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And those of us that are walking around and everything seems to be going properly, the sun is shining, no pain, no major challenges. Sometimes it's very difficult for us to have compassion on people that are going through very difficult situations in their lives. But we're just going to wait, as Michael W. Smith sang today, we're just going to wait for you, Lord. What else can we do? And we believe, Lord, that the sufferings of this life, the disappointments and pain and things that we don't even understand are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us in eternity. We know that this life is only temporary, but that life is eternal. And so we have a hope today of eternal life. But I know that those of you that are going through difficult situations, you're saying, how long is it going to be? But if you could just say, today, I'm going to wait for you. So, Father, I pray for people. I pray for people today here on BPN Radio that's going through a lot of difficult times, a lot of difficulties in their life, a lot of difficult situations. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them and strengthen them. And I pray, Lord, that the sun would shine in their lives. And there may be those that have received bad reports and hopeless reports and reports of no improvement. And I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Tebron de Shimbri Kindamator Bekita Baso Nimitia Cerebra Uta. I pray the Holy Ghost would comfort you and minister to you and encourage you and strengthen you today, knowing that anything can change in the next 24 hours. Anything can change. So I pray for you. And as Lord, as these people agree with me in prayer for this people group, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and minister to them now. Minister to them now as they listen to this broadcast here on this Monday in January. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I pray for those of you that are seeking the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. I just pray that you will find that guidance and direction. And I shared with you at the first of the broadcast that you can develop a prayer pattern, because I believe that prayer is spelled R-H-Y-T-H-M, that's rhythm, F-L-O-W, that's a flow, a rhythm and a flow. You can develop a rhythm and a flow in prayer. So if you will have a designated time and a designated space. One lady said that she went into the kitchen and pulled her apron over her head, and that was her designated space. So you can have a designated place or a designated space, a designated time, a designated place or space, and there you're going to pray. And it may be that you, some mornings, it may not be, it may not appear that you're making much progress, but you just have to keep praying. And Jesus said to his disciples, could you not pray 1 hour? And maybe you would say, no, I can't pray an hour, but I can pray 30 minutes or I can pray 15 minutes. But a designated time to start. It's not, the important thing is not when you finish praying, it's when you start praying. And so you may say, well, I just don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what to do. But you just use the prayer outline. The prayer outline in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And of course, don't forget to pray and forgive us our sins and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have sinned against us. That one is very, very important. And you must be willing, not only be willing to forgive, you must forgive and just say, Lord, I forgive those that have hurt me, offended, abused me, misused me. Call their name. And remember that forgiveness is not an act of your emotions. It's an act of your will. I choose to forgive. That's a very important part. And then, of course, you're just praying the outline. I can help you. I have several prayer series that you can pray along with me in the morning time that would really help you get started. And you can go and get any of my prayer series for free. You can download them or just listen to them by going to letsprayamerica.com. That's letsprayamerica.com. And you can pray along with me, praying daily with Dale Gentry. There'll be some music and prayer on there. And I won't do the prayer for you. In fact, there's in each of these prayer series, there's probably a 15 or 20 minute space where you can just pray some private prayer. And so I know there are many different prayers to pray, but having a designated time, a designated prayer space or place, and then you just enter into his presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Father, we just come boldly into your presence by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and just begin to pray. And you pray a while and listen. So prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. And that is where you pray and then you listen. And so why don't you just take a few moments here as we come near the close of our hour of prayer. Just take a few moments and just talk to God about your designated place and space and place where you're going to pray. And just right now, just say, Lord, your will be done in my life. I want your will to be done. Just spend a few moments praying privately to him. It's very important. So, Father, I pray that people listening on BPN Radio today on this Monday will respond to the highest call in all the world. That's the call to pray. And they'll just say, I'm just going to get up tomorrow morning and I'm going to set my alarm clock for either 15 minutes earlier or 30 minutes or 45 or an hour. And I'm going to go to a certain place or space, and there I'm going to pray, the will of God be done in my life. And then you're going to begin to hear the voice of the Lord. You're going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Eventually, he's going to speak to you. Don't take your phone and your cell phone in there, your smartphone. Just take maybe a pencil and paper or a pad, something to write on, because he may speak to you. Eventually, he will. And one word from God can change your life forever. So I pray for you. Pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, and particularly those of you that have been praying with us today concerning your teenage children. I just know that God desires for you to have a peaceful home, and he desires to do wonderful things in your life concerning your children, particularly your teenage children. Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio, and we'll be back at this same time tomorrow, or anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.